Thank you, Madam Chair. As was just explained by the delegate from Lithuania, UNEC and the government of Lithuania has been drafting a very detailed host country agreement, basically since the beginning of the year, that sets out all the necessary legal, administrative, and financial requirements for hosting an official UN meeting, and which will then be signed by the UNEC Executive Secretary and the Lithuanian government. So the venue will also be then subject to a safety and security assessment, and then necessary COVID-19 related clauses will also be included. As was mentioned also, once the agreement has been signed, there will be a host country web page that will be available, where you can access all the logistical information regarding the accommodation, the logistics in general, the visa formalities if needed. One item is yet to be determined, and that's whether a party or an organization wishes to hold side events at this MOP session. That's an issue that needs to be known rather soon, because the host country needs to finalize its reservation for premises. And so this would be a call for any wish to organize a side event in the margins of the MOP, so during the breaks or in the evenings after the sessions, if we could have this information emailed to the Secretariat by 5th of September. Then there will be invitation letters sent out to the ministers of foreign affairs and environment ministers, as they usually go to both ministers of all the parties and large number of non-parties, partner organizations as well. And they will be sent out mid-September, and their content is based on the advice from the Bureau. So they should highlight the importance of a high-level participation at this special anniversary event that was agreed on by the working group last year, the 30th anniversary of the convention. The letter should also prompt again the concerned parties to ratify the amendments to the convention, the protocol, and the Bucharest Agreement. And finally, they should invite parties to provide information on their pledges if they have not yet done so for the next three-year period. The Bureau also decided that it will briefly meet on Monday, the day before the start of the MOP, for a two-hour meeting in the morning from 10 to 12, to address any matters that may arise. Financial support will be available and will be organized by the Secretariat based on the agreed budget for the purpose. There will be we will ask for a request for funding by 20th of October. Concerning documentation, you will find an indicative time schedule in the informal document number 4, which where you can see some of the information that I already mentioned, and also concerning documentation, the provisional agenda and the official documents will be available 1st of October, which is the standard 10 weeks before the meeting. But before they go online, there is work that has to be done, editing and formatting. So the Secretariat will have basically 2 weeks after this meeting of the working group to finalize the documents and submit them for editing before they are translated. The provisional agenda of the MOP will contain then an online link for registration, which the meeting participants are will be invited to use for their registration. And as you concluded earlier today, there is a date for parties to submit the pending information on their contributions, that's 2nd of November. And they should also submit confirmed information on officers to be elected to the treaty bodies by the same date. The Bureau also set a deadline for comments to the official documents, and that should be no later than 3 weeks before the meeting, so there is some chance for the delegations to react to comments made to the documentation. And then, as usual, all parties should submit proper credentials to the Secretariat 2 weeks before the meeting. So that will be the 24th of November. And the credentials should be issued either by the head of state or head of government or a minister of foreign affairs. In the informal document 4, you will also see in the second section a list of draft decisions. It's a list of all the draft decisions that will now be submitted for the MOP. And in the third section, there is a list of official documentation, a long list of documents. If you can, Elena, please scroll down to see all the documents that are listed there for you. And the final section of that informal document 4 provides information on the panel discussion that was planned for the general segment and the high-level event that was planned for the high-level segment. I think I will stop here my information. Thank you very much.